I think for me, it's mainly watching the characters that I like doing, like, say, Maggie, watching where she's taken me. I know it's me taking her, but the way she writes herself, it's like the way she's taken me. I really enjoy, like, where are you going here? You know, what you're, oh, don't go that way. That's, you're going to get in trouble. Okay, this is going to be good, you know, something like that. So I really enjoy writing particular characters that are just enjoyable for me to follow, you know.
For me, it's actually doing the new characters. I don't have a lot to say right now with the old characters, even though readers often, you know, tell me they would like to see what's going on with those characters. I really don't have much to say with them. I really like doing the new characters who aren't saddled with the past, you know, because the old characters have this burden of carrying the past with them, within the stories and with the readers. So I don't care to do that right now. I really want to emphasize new younger characters. Now, the tricky part about it, the hard part is I don't want to repeat what the old characters have done, because that's easy to do with new characters, because the old characters are based on, you know, their worth is based on where I put them and where they went, what they went through in the old stories. So a lot of the early characters, most of them, I've put my best definitions into their personalities of what I think is a good character. Now, when you come up with new characters, you have to do a different character, and that's difficult after you've done 56 characters, you know, to make them new. But I have maybe different angles on new characters that are similar to the old characters, but hopefully they have their own life, and you know. But I'm pretty sure that I'll never create characters as memorable as the old ones. I'm pretty sure by now. I might have new readers that like these new stories, this and that, but I don't think they're going to replace or be better than the characters that people read in the Palomar stories. Maybe I could be wrong, but I just see that as like something I have to live with. You know, an artist that's, I don't want to say past my prime, but it's past being new. That's all I'm saying. I can't be new anymore unless I really just change my entire way of drawing and writing, which isn't going to happen.